This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Official winner in Arizona. That's the coattails of the former president, Donald Trump, at a shooting at the Mall of America. My goodness, here we go again. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us, as always, on this show from coast to coast and everywhere in between. So big when we talk. We're going to talk first about the Mall of America and the lockdown. I mean, it's called the Mall of America for a reason. It's an enormous mall. I've been there several times. Some of you may have been there, but shoppers were sent running for cover on Thursday after police said shots were fired at the mall. And police, of course, responding to an active incident. I talked to our chief engineer and, of course, also on this show, our technical maestro, moments before I cracked open the mic, as they had lots of things to say about what happened here at the mall, that there seems to have been problems here before, but immediately, in looking at video of this, as this happened, police say that they secured the scene as soon as they could. A suspect still has not been apprehended. No injuries, thank goodness, have been reported. But can you imagine? It was right near the Nike store, and they got there quickly. I mean, the cops got there quickly, within 30 seconds. And there was some sort of, in looking at the video, because they got cameras everywhere, and sort of, in looking at the video, you see two groups getting to some kind of altercation of some sort at the cash register of the Nike store. One left, one of the groups left, but instead of walking, they decided to fire multiple shots into a store with people. So it's at MOA, pretty scary. The, you know, the suspect fleeing on foot and witnesses being interviewed, still in the process of pulling this all apart. And as so much does happen, you know, immediately it's out on Twitter that there was a lockdown following this isolated incident at one of the spots there, and it turned out it was right there by that Nike store. And there was, of course, we all walk around now with essentially video cameras, right? So there was some footage taken by shoppers that showed people who were sheltering in place, including a large crowd in the basement of the mall. Well, of course, the lockdown now is lifted as you're listening to me, but shoppers on the mall's second level were asked to wait for an escort. Others were advised to leave, and then, of course, the mall was closed down for the rest of the evening. So, wow. And this is something that had happened before the Mall of America. So, here we go. It is scary when you hear that, right? Immediately, your heart beats faster. 'Cause it's what I say. This is America. I love this country. I hate that people can't go to church, can't go to a parade, can't go to school, can't go to various places without something happening, hearing that pop, pop, pop. And now, of course, not setting off paranoid bells, but we know, we've had people on this show to talk about it. What do you do when you're in a situation, in a movie theater, in a mall? What do you do when there is a shooting, when there is shots, when you hear shots ringing out? And it is so vital to do some of the basic things like know your exits, know what to do when there is something going on. What can you do to keep yourself straight? So my goodness, that is some news in what we've seen in the last 6 months this year. All right, I mentioned it also at the top. A Trump ally Kari Lake winning the Republican primary for Arizona governor. There's a lot happening in Arizona. We have lots of people listening to us in Arizona. I know you've sent me emails. I was paying attention, of course, like everybody else, to this one. This woman is a former news anchor, very popular news anchor, who walked away from her journalism career and was completely embraced by the former president and his supporters. And this was a hard-fought battle for votes. Won the Republican primary for governor officially on Thursday. So this is a blow to the establishment of the Republican Party that lined up behind Robson, her opponent, in an attempt to push the party past the coattails of the former president. But this is big. This is big. And in a statement after the race was called, Lake said, "Arizonans who have been forgotten by the establishment just delivered a political earthquake." A political earthquake. So now Lake is going to face Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs in the November election. This is definitely one to watch. See, there's all this buildup to these midterms, and here we are in the very beginning of August. So there is going to be a lot, I think, of commercial space where there is going to be lots of commercials and lots of conversation about what is happening in Arizona for sure. All right, you want some good news? Right here from the very beginning, I'm going to give you some good news. If you've had to fill up, I filled up today, and it was a lot less filling up today than it was a month ago. Gas prices across the board in the U.S., of course, it varies with what your drive and what your ride is and where you're filling up, but they've fallen for the 50th consecutive day. So that's the fastest. Actually, it's fallen, and I didn't realize this, in over a decade. I was looking up some statistics. The American Automobile Association, AAA, as you know it, has those statistics laid out, so that's where I got that. But the national average gas price is at $4.13, with eight states seeing prices drop to under $4 a gallon. Because remember, in June, it was peaking. It was like $5.02 was so shocking. And for people listening to us in the great state of Texas, a gallon of regular is about $3.69 on average. I mean, this is where we really feel it, right? With all the inflation, everything else that's going on, you gotta fill up. And when you fill up, you feel that pain when we were getting squeezed in June, how awful it was. So the fact that now the current drop of gas, the prices anyway, is the fastest that we've seen in a decade is a really, really good thing. I mean, it's still a lot higher than a year ago, 2 years ago, if we looked at a chart and charted this whole thing out. But going in the opposite direction is a really, really good thing, my friends, because I was listening to you and I was feeling the same pain. Hey, coming up next, I'm so excited. I'm going to talk to Rebecca Edmondson, program manager at PenFed Foundation. It's an Afghan rescue and resettlement program. She did several tours of duty. She's a U.S. Army veteran who trained and served alongside Afghan women soldiers who were helping the United States to try to get any intel they could get to do what they could damage-wise to the enemy. Also, Manaz Akbari will join us, too. Stay with us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Us here on the show. Boy, it's been a year. It's been about a year since we think about Kabul and the withdrawal of troops and what's happened since then, and especially what's gone on with women in Afghanistan. So Rebecca Edmondson is with us. She's the program manager at PenFed Foundation Afghan Rescue and Resettlement Program. She helps resettle Afghan women who worked alongside the U.S. military in Afghanistan. She is an Army vet, of course. She served 4 deployments in Afghanistan. And Manaz Akbari joins us. She's the commander of Afghan's Female Tactical Platoon, or what they call FTP. And what is that? And she'll tell us more about it. But it's an elite group of women warfighters who served alongside American military women. So it's great to have both of them with us. Thank you both for coming on.
Such an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Rebecca, let's start with you. What was your experience like training and serving alongside female Afghan Army counterparts? We don't hear much about that, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I think it was designed that way in the beginning. I think predominantly no one was sure if such a program would end up being successful in Afghanistan. Of course, American women serve in a variety of ways in our military, but what we as the cultural support teams were responsible for in Afghanistan was training Manaz and her colleagues, and therefore they stood up the female tactical platoon over time. It originally started started with just a handful of these brave women. And those brave women, they sustained and they stuck with it. And they were a fearsome force for about 10 years. What they did predominantly was collect intelligence on the battlefield, and they searched and cleared different things to keep our forces and Afghan forces safe.
Manoz, for you in hearing what Rebecca's saying, and I mean, that has to take you back. What was your experience like fighting alongside American troops, especially as Rebecca's talking about other women?
For me, like joining the military, like for 10 years from 2011 until recently, a year ago, like it was the biggest changes in my life, and like it bring like it learned me, it showed me like a sense of new life, and especially like joining females in the military in Afghanistan is a taboo, especially in 2010, 11, or 12. And working with the alliance with soldiers, American soldiers and Afghan soldiers. But we finally made it. There were a couple of females that joined the military, and beside that we had our American sister that helped us and trained us, and we empower each other to achieve our goals in the missions.
Yeah. And then I mentioned this at the top, of course, it's been a year. What was it like evacuating from the airport in Kabul and leaving your home country again just a year ago? That had to be tough.
It was a tough situation because it was unbelievable for everybody, especially for the soldiers, that Afghanistan fall, but it happened. We can't do anything. We couldn't do anything. But I was in shock, and I didn't know what to do, but I was in danger, or all people in Afghanistan were in danger, not just the person who that worked for military or other organization like UN or US government, because living in Afghanistan, especially for women, is really hard. And you are not sure, you can't go to this school, you can't go, like, especially females, they can't go, they can't leave their home, and they can't work. And, finally I decided to leave Afghanistan, and with the help of our American advisor and sisters, we leave Afghanistan, we came here, and we are safe now.
Yeah, and so in coming here, Rebecca, this is the perfect foray into this question. What is the PenFed Foundation Afghan Rescue and Resettlement Program all about?
Well, what we're about at the foundation is impacting lives and changing lives in a very meaningful way. To say the least, it's very difficult transition that they're all going through at present, and we'd like to think that it's getting a little bit easier each day with the support of some amazing volunteers and the support that the foundation can provide. We help to offset some of those challenges by providing assistance in the form of clothing and food, shelter, and as we move forward, we're focusing more on English language training and applying for asylum, just so many things, but all very important pieces of that.
So for you, Rebecca, in doing this and all of the deployments I mentioned, and thank you for your service for that such a long time period, what does this mean to you? It has to touch your heart, I would think.
Oh, gosh. It's my life. And I'm so grateful to my friends and family that kind of accept and acknowledge that this is my passion and my focus right now. Just as much as it was when I was serving in Afghanistan, I think I had this feeling like I would wake up every morning knowing that my job really meant something to someone and several someones. And I felt incredibly fulfilled, in Afghanistan, the role that I had there, but even more so here. It seems you know, a bit cathartic at times, that I've been reunited with them. I certainly never thought I would see them again after I left Afghanistan for the last time. But the fact that they're here and they're safe, there's really no words to express how very grateful that I am.
Yeah, Manav, and hearing that, what Rebecca's saying, that has to be what you've probably felt like, feeling like you're safe and trying to make that transition. What's been the biggest surprise for you in coming to the United States?
The biggest surprise for me, that when I was in Afghanistan, most of the people say that the Americans, like, they are not so friendly culturally. And I know, like, my American sister in Afghanistan, they were my friend, but I thought that maybe this is right, and Americans, the people, they are not friendly, like, culturally. But when I came here and saw, like, the people, not, like, just my American sisters, and also, like, I work for an organization, Immigrant Arc, that they provide, like, legal stuff, legal things for Afghans. And when I saw them, when I saw the other people that they are trying helping to Afghan refugee here, like, it was the biggest surprise for me that, wow, like, Americans, they are friendly. The thing that I heard in Afghanistan, that was not true.
Wow. So, Rebecca, and pulling it full circle, what can people do listening to the show to help? What can we do?
Well, we would love for you to go to our website, PenFedFoundation.org, to learn more about the work that we're doing day in and day out. There's also the opportunity there, if you feel so moved, to donate, and whether it's $1 or $20, every bit of it goes to these families' resettlement journey.
Rebecca Edmondson, Manav Akbari, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a great story about what happened in Afghanistan and how vital actually these women were to what was going on and the information that they were feeding back and helping the American soldiers. And as I said, you know, the American soldiers also mentored in the opposite direction too. And Rebecca, I mentioned it there, 4 deployments, and she is the program manager for the PenFed Foundation, that resettlement program. And if you do go to that website, boy, it is amazing what they do. The Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program, the program that we just talked about, which is incredibly powerful, because you think of the Afghans who served alongside our forces. So by assisting with their rescue and successful resettlement into new American communities, we saw the horror show in the evacuation almost a year ago, and this program has made an incredible, incredible difference. What's the buzz across the land? We got the mailbag coming up next, and we're talking about it.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Police in a northeast Nebraska town say they're investigating the deaths of four people in two homes. Police say they suspect two fires were set at two nearby homes early Thursday in the town of Laurel, which is about 100 miles west of Sioux City. One person was found dead in one home, three others in another. China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. USA Radio News. If you're looking for a job, you're going to have to look a little bit harder.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. WNBA Players Union boss Terry Jackson is devastated.
We are just hoping and praying that the compassion and mercy that we've been calling for really comes to fruition in this final verdict.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to everybody once again. I say this all the time from the bottom of my heart. Man, you explode when it comes to the virtual email that you send almost right from the start. I'm in my 16th year, can you believe it, of doing this show, so thank you. You too can send me your thoughts, because I know people cherry pick and listen at different times. And how do you do that? Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Just like Matt in Tucson did, he said, Kate, mentioned in the big Arizona I heard again the other day. First we got cinema and whether or not she was going to make a deal on the new taxes and this whole Inflation Reduction Act, which I'm a little skeptical about. And then Kari Lake, who wins the election. And frankly, I think she will win that seat for governor. I think she's going to be our next governor, and some of what she says rings true with so many of us who are sick and tired of the same old, but it's not going to be an easy hill to climb, that's for sure, because her opponent, you might not know, is married to one of Arizona's richest men who largely funded his wife's campaign. So you've got one candidate who says the election results were blurry from the election in 2020 and said she wouldn't have certified President Joe Biden's 2020 win. And then you have another one who thinks the complete opposite of that, and did say, though, that the election was unfair, but didn't call it fraudulent, and pushed for Republicans to look toward the future. So it was interesting to see how that all played out. And the bottom line is now Lake is the candidate, I think, to win this seat. And we'll see. But Katie Hobbs has, again, a battle on the Democratic side of things, and it's going to be interesting, that's for sure, because there are certainly other things that are happening here in Arizona. Thanks for mentioning the monsoons and what that's been like for lots of people, and this is what we deal with. We know they come through, but it's been particularly harsh this time around. I have two family members who live in Phoenix, and they really got hit bad because of the low-lying areas that they live in. All right, sure. I talked about the monsoon. Somebody sent me a bunch of video from it. I have, you know, I've never been there. I was thinking about this. I've been there during monsoon season, but never when one hit, you know, badly. I was in the middle of that. I was in New Mexico once. It was terrible. The arroyos flooded out, and there was bad. There's floods everywhere. But not in Arizona. All right, then this one from Richard, who says, I've heard you talk about Griner and what's happening with her and whether or not there's going to be a deal. I think Putin is going to stick it to the U.S., and he is not going to take the deal as much as he might want to get his butcher back. I don't think this is going to happen. I think Griner is going to do some hard, hard time. And of course she just was sentenced to 9 years, and I don't think the president is going to be able to break this. I think this is a moment for Putin and Russia. Yeah, you know, of course the president came out and slammed the ruling because it came down the pike on Thursday and called Russia to release her immediately. And they're working to try to do that, to try to get her and Paul, Whelan home. But so far, no, it has not happened. There is no deal, because the deal was going to be a prisoner swap for the Russian arms dealer who's called the Merchant of Death. But trust me, the second it happens, you know it would be everywhere. But it doesn't look good right now. And this all goes back to the fact that she had hashish oil in her luggage because she was playing in Russia, playing basketball in mid-February, and said it was an accident that she took it. It's like, whoo, what an accident that was, right? And she apologized. She apologized. The one thing that she was caught on camera saying after the verdict, she said she apologized to her parents, her siblings, the Phoenix Mercury, the WNBA organization she plays for, the women of the WNBA, and her spouse back at home, etc. But they didn't take it easy on her, that's for sure. Even though prosecutors argued in the courtroom that Griner didn't intentionally bring the oil in, she was sentenced to 9.5 years behind bars. And she could get hit with an even bigger fine. So until there's a deal, there's no deal. And there is no deal at this point. Do I think one will happen? I know some people in the State Department that are trickled further down the line, and they're not so confident about it. I have a longtime friend who we had this conversation last week, and we've ever talked about usually ends up happening, or it looks good. And in forecasting this one, it's not looking as good. Because you know why? She's a pawn for Putin. Putin loves this. She is a pawn. Your move, America. Take this and that. He's not budging. I don't see it. I don't see it anytime soon. All right, this one is from Tommy. Hey, Kate Delaney, I love your show. I'm in the happiest mood ever. Why? Because I travel for a living, which means I'm doing a lot of driving, which means gas prices were killing me, sister, eating into my profits a couple of months ago. And while it's not cheap, at least it's dumped in the last couple of weeks, and it's made it much easier for me to have to fill up and see what I end up at these different states that I'm traveling to. I spend a lot of time in Texas, and in Texas I'm getting some really decent rates at the pump. And I'm glad that it's gone down, because I think that's helpful for everyone, whether it's an illusion temporarily or not. We'll take it, right? With inflation and everything else, I pull into these convenience stores, and trust me, my crummy grub that I grab is a lot more expensive because everything has gone up. Yeah, I mean, isn't that interesting? It depends on, I'm sure, what you're grabbing, but you're right. It, what do they call it? The, like with chips, etc. Everything's gone up in some way. Other, like chicken, you can really feel it. You can feel it with chicken sandwiches and when you go to buy chicken in the store, produce. But of course, all of that is passed on to the people making the sandwiches, the people are who are doing the chip thing, all those chips. You go up and down the chip aisle or you're in the convenience store, etc. Of course, that has been impacted. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, I'm trying to squeeze in some more. I think I can get some more in. David B. I like how he says David B. Hi, Kate D. All right, David B. I was listening to you talk the other day about Pelosi and her trip. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of hers. Going to Taiwan, and of course, wouldn't you know it, all of these missile strikes after she leaves, I think China saying, take that, U.S., if you think that we're rattled by her trip. And it was almost inevitable that that would happen. Can't trust China. Good to show, I guess, support of Taiwan. I actually don't need to make fun of Pelosi for that. I mean, that's fine if she wanted to go there, but China is trying to really take over that island, much like Putin and Ukraine. So not shocking that they wanted to overreact to the speaker's visit, don't you think? Yeah, I don't think it's shocking either that they were going to do something. Although I looked at a map and it was almost like, you know, it was almost like Taiwan, picture this, was... There's a picture of the island, and it's on a dartboard, and poof, 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 all by it, so close to it, they're aiming missiles. And the missiles were all over the place. I mean, they were launched in a couple of different areas in the eastern waters off Taiwan. So they're showing that, yeah, we can pretty accurately hit you if we want to. It had to be nerve-wracking, to say the least. I mean, it was a series of missiles, and it was Thursday, and it happened right before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then tracking them, you could see that they landed, you know, pretty close. That was intentional. So was it irrational? Yeah, it was irrational, but that's what they're going to do. That was a reaction to that. Like, this is, we're here. We're here. Don't think that we're not paying attention to what's happening here. Now, the U.S. has said it's not going to intervene. You know, that they won't intervene. But I think by going there, it shows, hey, we are backing you, Taiwan, right? I mean, look, the U.S. Navy said the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier was in the Philippine Sea just east of Taiwan, but they say that was part of the normal scheduled operations. And even Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the drills, you know, hoping that Beijing is not going to manufacture a crisis or seek any kind of a pretext to be aggressive military-wise. Meet you on the flip side.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Boy, this hour flew by. Kate Delaney, once again, thanks to all of you for locking down, locking into this show. I really appreciate the support. It's been tremendous. We started off talking about the Mall of America lockdown that was lifted after this weird, isolated incident with gunshots. It has to be, to say the least, jarring if you are, hey, let's run out to the mall. You know, we're going to run around, grab a couple things, especially now because it's that whole back-to-school thing, right? And the suspected shooter was able to run on foot from this incredibly large mall complex. And there weren't any victims, thank goodness. There was some video that was posted almost immediately to social media that showed somebody shouting while walking near the mall's Nike store on Thursday. Then, boom, 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 you know, the three shots. And then you saw other videos of people running. And, I mean, this is our nation's largest indoor shopping center, but immediately police officers were there, one with a rifle, right through the mall, got in super fast. You know what's strange is one of my favorites, NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, and his family happened to be at the Mall of America around the time of that incident that broke out. In fact, Busch's wife posted a message saying, if you are seeing the news, we got out and are safe. Right? We're out. Because Kyle Busch and his son were running from the chaos and confusion as soon as that happened. But bravo to the police, the response right there, boom, with the rifles, they're in, they're telling people to take shelter. And there were people that were walking, they were unaware of what was happening. This is a huge mall. You heard me say biggest mall. So the good news there is that nobody was hit. Nobody was hurt. Thank goodness. All right, speaking of being hurt in odds and ends, I've talked about this before with lightning, and now I'm living in the lightning capital of the United States, or at least one of them, that's for sure. But there was an apparent lightning strike at Lafayette Park. If you've ever been to D.C., it's a park right near the White House. Four people were hospitalized, each of them in critical condition. It happened right before 7 o'clock on Thursday. And Lafayette is, I'm thinking in my mind how many times have I been there. It's like maybe 50 feet or more. It's pretty close, though, from the actual White House grounds. Right, you'd be walking around probably looking through the bars, etc. Terrible. Two men, two women, and like I said, in critical condition. All of a sudden, thunderstorms move quickly into that metro D.C. area. You had daytime temps that were up over 95, so that just led to the conditions that made it ripe for that, and they got caught in that lightning. You know, more and more, I'm hearing these stories about various things that have happened with lightning. And as a kid, you know, I never thought about that. I mean, we took cover, I guess, if there was lightning. But I had a roommate in college who, even if it started to rain, she was like immobile. She wasn't going anywhere. She wasn't putting up an umbrella. And she had a father and brother that were golfing. And they had been struck, the green that they were on was struck by lightning, and they were both killed. I mean, it's serious what happens when somebody is close to a lightning strike, super close, or they're hit directly, especially, you know, hit directly, it's the same thing. So, wow, for those people, pulling for them, that is some tough, tough luck there. That is for sure. This is something that was talked about a lot as to whether or not Senator Sinema would come through for a critical domestic agenda of the president's, because she was this economic package that has been part of this intensive negotiations for more than a year. It's probably just over a year. She was kind of a holdup. Democrats needed 50 votes to push this bill through their chamber by Friday and have it moved to the House next week for final approval. And of course, this is not the Build Back Better package, because that has been tweaked. This is the Inflation Reduction Act, which is energy. There's climate programs in it. There's health care subsidies. It would give Medicare the power for the first time to negotiate prescription drug prices, which Republicans and Democrats liked that. It would also impose new taxes to pay for it. The piece that I thought was good was chip manufacturing and creating more facilities for that in the United States, so we don't have to rely on China for chips. That was part of our problem during the pandemic. The vital chips that we needed, we were waiting on and are still waiting on. So do I like everything in the bill? No, because I always think things are chunked in the middle of it that you don't realize when you start to pare it down, but it is nothing like the original bill. It really, truly isn't. So she, Senator Sinema, said that she had won a couple of changes to the tax provisions, including removing the tax on carried interest, which would have impacted hedge fund managers and private equity. and it would have raised like $14 billion, and some other things that she wanted out of there that she was lobbying for. But now she says she's on board with some of the things that they maneuvered around, and that's big because also Senator Manchin, who's always trying to find his identity, I think, he was out the door on this in the beginning, too, and then things were changed that he liked. So there was pressure on her for sure, and, you know, Republicans and business groups made their concerns known, and she was on that. She was on a she knows what was happening with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, where they were urging her to press to change the corporate minimum tax. So opposed to that 15% tax provision, saying it would hit manufacturers that take advantage of an accelerated depreciation tax deduction that lowers their tax burden. So anyway, this was part of what she was stalling on and looking at and saying that she wasn't going to, you know, she was waffling that she wasn't going to vote for it. So pay attention to this one, because like I said, there are some things that often find their ways in the middle of a bill, and is it palatable or is it ridiculous or is it or unacceptable, right? And you look at companies like Senate Finance Chairman Ron Wyden, who's an Oregon Democrat, said, we know that billion-dollar companies are avoiding paying their fair share. These tax rates are lower than they could have imagined. We're going to put a stop to it with our 15% minimum tax. And she was saying and looking at, no, because here's the other side of what will happen. So what's the new language and some of what is being talked about, how that's being restructured? We'll see what that ultimately looks like. But that is huge news for the Biden White House, I think, without a doubt. And as we just had these primaries, and I mentioned this a couple of days ago, this is the forecast or bellwether of looking down the road of what do we think is going to happen in the midterm elections. And then after that, you know, you look ahead to the presidential race in 2 years, which will be here before you know it. Are we going to see a Biden-Trump part two? Are we going to see that or no? For the Republicans, will it be somebody else? And for the Democrats, will it not be the sitting president? Ooh, questions, questions, questions. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Alex K., fine work on the technicals, buddy. Way to have my back. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.